there's fucking complex geometric patterns moving in synchronous order through the air all around you in three-dimensional space, and it's like their arteries, except there's not blood pumping to them, there's fucking light, pulsating lights with no boundaries, and you couldn't really understand it, and there's an alien communicating with me, a dude who looks like sort of like a Thai Buddha, except he's made entirely of energy, and there's no like outline to him, he's just one thing, and he's concentrating on it, and he's trying to tell me not to give in to astonishment. When you go to sleep, you trip for 8 hours, and you need that. You have to have it, and your body has to have it. You owe that to the grid. Well, I think the whole reason why people are alive, I think there's two consciousness. There's a dream consciousness, and there's a waking consciousness. And this dream consciousness might be more real than the waking consciousness. That might be what all biology is about. And this whole complex system of fucking social order and, you know, predetermined patterns of behavior and cultural traditions and all that shit might just be ways to effectively move along the breathing process. It's a massive fucking mystery, and there's only a few different ways to really crack below the surface of that mystery, and the best way is psychedelics, and the heavier the psychedelic, the better. And guess what? No one's dying from psychedelics. All our thoughts on psychedelics are all based on bullshit propaganda that we heard about people, you know, going crazy or losing their minds. You're not gonna go crazy, you're gonna go fucking sane.